Evening, first Sunday of our month, our evening assembly. We do more singing instead of preaching, but I'm going to finish up the lesson on Romans chapter 14. Just give you the final point in summary. And we'll just do some singing this evening. So I hope you have a favorite song. I'll work my way through the audience and we'll try to go as far as I can as long as time permits. So if you do have a favorite song, I'll certainly try to lead it. As we begin, let's bow in prayer, if you would please. Our Father and God in heaven, we're so thankful for this day that you've given to us. We're so mindful of this evening, this assembly we have of us gathering together as a congregation of your people to give you worship and praise and in songs and prayers. And we pray that you will bless us from above as only you can. We're so mindful of our travelers and we pray always for safe journey. For several and so many of our brethren and sisters who are experiencing illnesses on their behalf, we pray for their well-being. We pray medicine will work its intended use. We pray those that care for them will truly be careful. And comfort, relieve any anxiety that those that care and have concern for those who are sick or experiencing illnesses will certainly be relieved. Continually bless those who with comfort from above for those who still mourn the loss of loved ones. Open our eyes, we pray, we may be of service. Help us to fulfill our stewardship, our discipleship. And always we pray that you receive glory and honor. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, we'll go through singing. Jim and Sherry, do you have a favorite?
5, 7, 8.
5, 7, 8. Sing all four stanzas of this one. It's just two lines of the song. 5, 7, 8.
We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Lord Jehovah reigns in majesty. We will bow before his throne. We will worship him in righteousness. We will worship him alone. He is Lord of heaven, Lord of earth. He is Lord of all who live. He is Lord above the universe. All praise to him we give. Alleluia to the King of Kings. Alleluia to the to the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am.
Sister Anderson, do you have a favorite? Brother and Sister Ball.
134.
134. Some songs you have to sing all the verses because it completes the thought. This one is the complete text of Psalm 23. No, hymn number 134.
The quiet walk to his blood.
3.
Well, how will they praise the Lord?
I've sung this for a while. First and last.
You guys try to get as many songs as we can.
Number 3.
Hallelujah, praise Jehovah, from the heavens praise His name. Praise Jehovah in the highest, all His angels praise proclaim, all His hosts together praise Him, sun and moon and stars on high, praise Him all ye heavens up. Following this song, we'll stop and allow those who are unable to assemble this morning to partake of the Lord's Supper. If you just remain seated where you are, you'll be served at that time. Number 851, first and last. Some glad morning when the night is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then
3, 4.
Yes, midnight and our all is brown. The star is dim that lately shone. 'Tis midnight in the garden now. The suffering Savior prays
Sister Delgado?
9:24.
Say that again.
9:24.
9:24.
Please.
Oh. Say first and last, but the third stanza is my favorite, so just as I am, thou wilt receive, will welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve. I just like that phrase, that stanza. 9:24.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, thou wilt receive.
Stop there for a moment. And I know you don't have outlines, handed them all out, but just let me go back through a few things. Did a series this past month on Romans chapter 14. The whole chapter, verse by Paul in this chapter, presented two different opinions, or people that have a different opinion. One was concerning those that would eat meat and those that would not. The second illustration he brought with opinion was the way that days are observed. Then the third one was eating meat that's left over from idols. And there were opposing views on that. One would say yes, and the other would say no. So we looked at, first of all, in verse 1, receive the one who is weak in faith, but not the disputes over doubtful things. So each is to receive the other, the weak and the strong. The principle that I keyed on, first of all, was in verse 3. The stronger in faith must not hold the weaker in faith in contempt. And then the reverse was made in verse 5, verse 3 and 4. The weaker must not judge the stronger. So the weak don't judge the strong, strong don't judge the weak. So there's two principles. The third one is in verse 5, realize that each one is convinced he's right. If I thought my view was wrong, I wouldn't hold it. So verse 5, he says, one person esteems one day above another, another esteems every day alike, but let each be fully persuaded in his own mind. So with the position we hold, we realize, and I need to realize, that the one that holds the opposing point of view is convinced that he's right, or she. Principle found in verses 6 through 12, realize that each belief is based upon one's relationship to God. The verse says, he that observes the day observes it to the Lord. He who does not observe the day, to the Lord he does not observe it. So each one believes that my position is based upon my relationship to God. The fifth principle is in verse 13, don't put a stumbling block in your brother's way. So he says, and that's the phrase, not to put a stumbling block or a cause to fall in your brother's way. And so considering ourselves in verse 7, Paul goes on to say, for none of us lives to himself and none dies to himself. So I need to consider my brother and not put a stumbling block concerning my opinion in his way. Number 6 was walk in love. And that's an obvious maintaining peace. If you walk in love, I walk in love. We're both walking the same direction by the same principles of life. Then number 7 point was in verses 16 through 18, don't allow what you believe to become something evil. So he says in verse 16, don't let your good be evil spoken of. He doesn't say which one's which. So the one that's stronger and who has a good thing, don't let it be evil spoken of. The one that's weaker, don't let your good be evil spoken of. So we need to have a right relationship toward one another. Because when opinions are pushed, people react, and disunity or severing of relationship might be the result of that. So I just need to realize that I don't want to allow what I believe become something evil. He also says in verse 18 concerning that point number 7, he said, the idea is when the strong and the weak accept priority, the results are Christ is served. He mentions 3 things in verse 18. When we treat each other right, Christ is served, each of us is acceptable to God, and each is approved by man. So when we each have a differing point of view over an opinion, we need to realize that don't allow what you believe to become evil or a stumbling block. Then number 8, verse 19, we need to pursue peace and edification, and that's the verse 19. Therefore, let's pursue the things which make for peace, and the things by which we may edify one another. Paul is talking to both of us, the strong and the weak. Pursue peace, if both of us do that, if we run after it, we seek it, we're hounding it, we're in search of it, if both of us, strong and weak, are pursuing peace and things that edify, things that build up, things that lift up, that give spiritual understanding or instruction or enlightenment, let's pursue those things. And he said before in an earlier chapter, Romans 12, verse 18, if it's possible, as much as lies within us, live peaceably with all men. There's a principle to have toward those that have a differing point of view in religion. Why those issues are touchy? Because they might gender strife or disagreement. So in our consideration of one another with an opposing point of opinion, live peaceably. Number 9, in verses 20 and 21, don't tear down the work of God. It's in verse 20. Here's the verse. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food.
Don't destroy the work of God for the sake of food. So here's a brother that says, you shouldn't be eating meat. This one says, oh yes, it's okay to eat meat. But don't destroy our fellowship just because we have an opposing point of view. The work of God, because each, back in verse 1, each of us is approved by God. And then he continues, all things indeed are pure. But it's evil for a man who eats with offense. It is good neither to eat meat, nor drink wine, nor do anything by which your brother stumbles, or is offended, or is made weak. I need to be careful when I exercise my opinion, or my point of view, especially when my brother who has an opposing point of view is in my presence. I think just when he says don't destroy the work of God for the sake of food, it's just hard to imagine people that would want to destroy the church over matters such as food. Why would you want to create a division over food? The last one, number 10, in verses 22-23, my conclusion was, I'll read the verse in just a moment, but my point was just keep your disruptive opinions to yourself. It's going to disrupt the harmony, and it's an opinion. Don't bring it up. Here's the verse, verse 22. Do you have faith? Yeah, both of us do. The one that eats meat and the one that doesn't. Both of us think that's a matter of faith. Have it to yourself. Oh, have it to yourself. Yeah. Happy is he who does not condemn himself in what. So if you, I don't condemn myself in what I approve, but if I cause a disruption, disturb the peace, I have my faith, but I need to have it in this verse to myself before God. So we have differences of opinion. We need to be cautious in bringing those things up for discussion. Happy is he who does not condemn himself in what he approves. Meaning, you don't have the liberty to practice wrong behavior. And then he gives the warning in verses 22-23. Our conscience may approve something that God does not. And we can't justify an activity just on the basis, you know, I have my opinion, you have yours. Everyone should ask themselves, why do I believe what I believe? Why do I hold my opinion? So in verse 23, Paul reminds that if we engage in an activity without conviction, if we doubt something, then it's not of faith, and he concludes, whatever is not of faith is sin. So don't go against your personal convictions, but be cautious that they're soundly based on biblical principles. Personal conviction can change over time with study, discussion, experience, sometimes just maturity. It seemed like the thrust of the chapter 2 is that Paul doesn't want the weak brother to remain weak. You know, so we have Bible study and discussion and talk about what those opinions are that we have. But let's help each other rather than hinder each other in our pursuit of peace. Romans chapter 14. So I've given you 10 principles that are you can divide that up into more principles. But I've just given it, divided up into 10 principles to maintain peace. Well, that's the lesson. Right, let's continue to sing. Dennis and Susan, you have a favorite?
895.
895? First and last.
I'd like to stay here longer and mend the latter days and watch the fleeting changes of life's uneven ways. But if my Savior calls me to that sweet home on high, I'll live with him forever in glory by and by. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I'll tell and sing love's story there on high, there with my dear Redeemer, no more to die. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory by and by. The end I know is nearing, by faith I look away to yonder homes of peril, the land of endless day. I'll cling to him forever and look beyond the sky and live with him forever in glory by and by. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I'll tell and sing love's story there on high, there with my dear Redeemer, no more to die. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory by and by.
All right, David and Ginger, you have a favorite? Five nine five.
I come to the garden alone. Hallelujah, still the roses and the voice I hear falling on my ear. The Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells
somewhere.
somewhere, listening, I'll be somewhere, listening, I'll be somewhere, listening for my name,
for my name.
I'll be somewhere, listening, I'll be somewhere, listening, I'll be somewhere, listening for my name.
Amy had the last one.
959.
Just a little talk with Jesus. You need to have someone low down to sing that bass. I mean, someone who can sing down low. Sometimes I get those words mixed up. Down low, down low. Number 959.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It lit my heart in love, and wrote my name above, and just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell them all about our troubles, hear our faintest cry, answer by and by. Feel the prayerful yearning, heart and heaven is turning. Find a little talk with Jesus, makes it right. I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears. Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Let us
have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest crying. Answer by and by. Feel a prayerful yearning, heart and heaven is turning. Find a little talk with Jesus, makes it right.
Now, if you're among certain brethren, they would add to this and go, it's all right, it's all right, it's all right, it's all right, it's all right. Five times. Have a little talk with Jesus. It's all right. Brother Owens, I'll have you lead us in a closing prayer after a few comments here. Any other announcements we need to make before we... Friend of Jen here has a brain tumor. It seems like we all know somebody that's going through a heartache or troublesome times. Just difficult times in various reasons, not just illnesses. All right, Brother Rose, if you would, dismiss us with prayer.
Here?
Right up there. You're fine where you are. Unless it's your opinion or tradition that you need to come forward.
Let us pray. Father God, God Almighty, we just come to thank you for this day. Thank you for this wonderful blessing that you continue to shower on us. We're thankful for the church. We're thankful for those that embody the church, Father God. Father God, we ask that you be with every one of us, that we continue to live that righteous life, that, and try to talk to those that are lost, Father God. We ask you to be with those that are on the battlefield, that continue to do the right thing, to continue to be the ambassador of Christ. We ask you to be with those that are sick, Father God. Give them comfort in a time of need, Father God. Sister Jen asked you for a prayer for a friend. We pray that you comfort her and those that, not just her, but everyone that's in the body that's needing comfort, that sick, Father God. That to be with those the caretakers, that they continue to do what they can to help those that need. That to be with those lost, and Father God, we ask that you open their ears that they can hear the word of God, Father God, that before it's too late. That to be with us as we leave this place of worship, that we can come back and see each other the next part of time. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen. Amen.